Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome in to the Early Edge and 5 more best bets for the night in sports. My man Hutan in the chat already making me laugh. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them, you love them. We've got EC, we've got the speculator, and Hutan says, EC, happy no Valentine's Day to all coneheads and bucketheads. Do you like this day or no?
Of course not. I mean, I'm sitting at home watching my plays, no parlays today, spoiler alert. That's what I'm going to do. I think Valentine's Day is overrated. I'm going to eat my own chocolate. I don't need to see people. I'm not going on social media because I don't want to see people's mushy posts. I good for them, but I don't need to see it.
Wait a second. A text just came through. Oh, it's from Crystal, my better half, who's just in the other room. She says he is dead to me. I don't know what that means.
Crystal,
you're dead to her. I mean, she loves everybody.
There goes your help, EC. There goes your help.
There you go. It's not going to help you. No. All right, let's get into our best bets for the day. By the way, Specty, if I remember correctly, and I'm not happy about it because I didn't bet it, but aren't you on an under today that's being played as we speak?
Yes, I am on under 3.5 goals for the PSG Bayern game. And it was at -150, which I just thought was good value. And I'm not going to say anything about it until the game is over.
All right. Well, right now it is 0-0. That's what the cool kids say for 0-0 at halftime on Paramount Plus. Synergy. All right. What do we like today? Give me 2.
All right, we're going to go with the Magic +7.5. Our Sportsline AI has this matchup at a +6 spread for the Magic. In the 3 matchups against the Raptors, they lost by 13, but then in the previous 2, they won by 14 and won by 2. The Raptors are 29th in the league in defensive effective field goal percentage. That value right there is going to allow the Magic to stay close in this game, and especially within that 7.5 point range. And then again, Champions League, we're going Chelsea +0.25 at -125. For everyone out there, again, a little recap, because EC asked me this right before. What is 0.25? That means you're splitting your money on essentially Chelsea money line, and you're splitting it on Chelsea +0.5. We do this because soccer is such a game that you can just have one goal go in or one goal that doesn't go in, and it makes a huge difference in the outcome. This way we can kind of split our money and diversify our bets. Chelsea have been terrible recently, but they look fantastic on paper. This is our model's way of saying that we think Chelsea is going to regress towards the mean of playing better and winning games again. Our model has Chelsea 1.6 to 1.3 winning this game, so we're going to ride with Chelsea +0.25.
You know, the thing I love about you, Specty, that I really respect about you is your ability that when you're working, you are laser focused on the job at hand. You're not paying attention to anything else to distract you, unlike your counterpart, because in the chat, AB wrote, EC's date night has been downgraded to out. Very funny. Very funny. But guess who's on the show that actually texted in the chat? Brilliant.
I always do that.
Brilliant. I always do that. Instead of listening to you describe the soccer play, which he knew nothing about, he's busy playing Tinker Toys with AB over there in the chat.
I still don't know what the heck he's talking about with the 0.25. That's why there's one goal, two goals.
Easy. When I'm trying to teach you, you gotta listen. You gotta listen. We're gonna make you smarter. We're gonna get you dates for next Valentine's
Day. All impossible.
To educate.
By the way, it's not lost on me that Specty's better half did his hair this morning. She was like, "Hey, how about a little gel in that thing?" Isn't that obvious, EC? Isn't that obvious?
I mean, all right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's obvious. He's not like us. He's got full lettuce. All right. I've only got one play today on Early Edge and Five, but two from the morning show. And this is kind of it. I really want the guy's reaction to this because this goes against everything the last month. But Damian Lillard, last night against the Lakers, I watched every single second of it, scored 40 points, 30 in the first half, and then kind of went on cruise control in the second half. I think tonight, because of the streak he's been on, his number was set, wait for it, 35.5. I think that's the highest player prop total I've seen the entire season. Maybe Luka had a 35.5, but out of principle, I'm going to make him prove it to me again on a back-to-back. I think they blow out the Wizards. I think they win easily. I'm on the Blazers on the money line. Let's take the under Damian Lillard, under 35.5 at -125. What does the model say, Specty?
I don't have a prediction on exactly what Damian Lillard is going to have at the moment. I can run that a little later, but we have the Blazers winning as well. But I completely agree with what you're saying. They're making a huge adjustment to what Damian Lillard is doing. And he, I don't know if you watched the Lakers coach interview, but he said that they looked at the analytics at half and they said that the shot quality that they had, they would have been the number one defense on allowing the worst shots possible. I don't believe that because it's the Lakers.
What are you talking about, Darvin Ham? What are you talking about?
But I don't believe that because it's the Lakers. But I will say Damian Lillard was shooting out of his mind, and I do agree. Yeah, he has those nights, but that is a really high line.
High number. EC, do you agree?
I mean, listen, I took Dame over. Remember I had that little sequence where I was taking Dame over points, rebounds, assists? Yeah. Right now, when the guy's on a heater like this, Coach, it's very hard to take an under, especially in a game against Washington where this game, they could be back and forth in the 260s, you know, for all we know.
I agree. I think the over will come in, but the Wizards played last night and got ran in the second half. I think this could be a blowout. That's why I played the money line. And if it's a blowout, guess who comes out of the game? Just saying. All right, EC. Because you listened to those that are in charge and you did not make a money line parlay bet today, thank you very much. In fact, everybody in the chat, could you write hashtag thank you, EC? Hashtag thank you, EC. So we have four plays that are not in a parlay, and my heart could not be fuller. The maestro spot is yours today, sir.
Well, thank you, Coach. I'm honored. I have one bad thing. I do not have any 0.25 lines among these plays, so I just want to point that out. But I do have some logic later on that you're going to, especially Coach is going to love. All right, Providence is a home underdog, despite being 13-0 at home. Wait, how is that possible? +104 at home against Creighton. Now, Creighton's won 8 in a row. We'll give him credit with that. But 13-0 at home. Providence lost the first matchup by 6, despite out-rebounding Creighton 44-29. Providence 7th in the country in rebounding, Creighton 59. There's no way that if Providence out-rebounds Creighton again that they're going to lose. I think they're going to do that, and I think Providence as a slight home dog is going to win this matchup outright. Kind of a revenge angle. I love Creighton going forward. I just feel like Ed Cooley's doing a great job with his Providence team, so I'm going to roll with them at home. Then, this one's really risky, but I'm for some reason I'm sold on it. Wisconsin, -1 at home against Michigan. Now, Wisconsin's 3-8 in their last 11. They're on the wrong side of the bubble. They were formerly ranked earlier in the year. Michigan, though, 1-4 in their last 5 on the road. The key tonight, though, Tyler Wall. He's still troubled by an ankle injury for Wisconsin. When he scores 10 or more points, they're 9-4. But he's only done that once in his last 5 games. I think he does it again tonight, and I think Wisconsin wins a close one against Michigan. Now, you remember that whole Greg Gard, Juwan Howard fisticuffs last year? I'm excited to see what happens tonight. Juwan is about to get a one-way ticket out of his alma mater. Greg Gard, at some point, might also be on the hot seat. This is a huge game for both teams. I think Wisconsin gets it done at home. Then we have a couple of overs. We're going to go to some action tonight. Miami of Ohio and Toledo over 156.5. You can get this as low as -106. In Toledo home games during MAC play, here are the combined scores. 173, 176, 165, 163, 168, and 143. That's 5 of the 6 over this number. When these teams played on January 31st, the final score was 81-78. Toledo, I think this one flies over. But here's the logic that I know Coach can't get enough of. Starting on January 10th, listen to Miami of Ohio's over-under pattern. over under, over under, over under, over under, over under. So if we're going to play the trends, that means we're due for an over tonight. Just throwing that in there. I knew you would love that, coach. So we're rolling with the over 156 and a half. And then we're going to go to the Wyoming, New Mexico over 148 and a half. Can find that as low as minus 105. So New Mexico's six straight games over this number, 17 of their 25 games this season over 150. When these teams played on December 31st, 76-75 New Mexico final. Four of the last five Wyoming road games, they've given up 82 plus. I think New Mexico scores 90 tonight, and I think we hit this easily.
My 12-year-old son just called and said, Dad, if he can give out picks like that, over, under, over, under. So God, it's like a six-year-old gave them out.
Do you want the trends? I'm giving you the trends.
Oh, my God. M squared right now, his head is exploding. M squared has taught us on the early edge, trends do not matter. You can't be in the trends.
By the way, M squared's, his model likes both of those plays. I did check that as well.
Well,
but probably not for those reasons that I gave them.
Probably not. By the way, I've got to fulfill a promise that I made. I told Josh, who I see in the chat right now, that we would give out a play from him until he loses. Well, he's 1-0, and I forgot yesterday. So, Josh, whatever your play is, type it into the chat, and I will read it live on the air so everybody in Apple and Spotify can hear it, and that will be an official play on the show.
Coach, I got you right here. You ready?
Oh, you got me.
Yep.
All right. Grab your paper. All right. Donkey Butt Under is Vanderbilt, South Carolina. No, it's not named for EC, Specky. Stop laughing like that. All right. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, under 139.5 for my man Josh. Can he go 2-0? On the early edge, we'll find out tonight. I do love the name of that. Thank you, EC. You're the man.
Is there a 0.25 involved in that one, Coach?
You know, usually a joke isn't funny the fourth time. Usually the first time, second time. Although Specty's hair could use another joke, I think. All right. I love you, Specty, so much. All right. And I love this show so freaking much. All right. By the way, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos today. The Speculator is on the Magic plus 7.5 tonight. I rolled with them last night. And if you watch the post game interview with their point guard, who 3 years ago couldn't even shoot, and now he's running the show, he says, we are committed to making it to the playoffs. We are committed as a young team to sticking together. I love the Orlando Magic and where they're going tonight in Toronto. Love this play. Then Chelsea, plus 2.5 or plus a quarter, whatever you want to call it. So if you bet $100 and it's 0-0, you will win 50. If they win 1-0, you win the full 100. If they lose 1-0, then you lose your entire bet. That is how I can say it. Then EC, four big plays tonight. Providence, moneyline. Wisconsin, minus 1. Then two overs, Miami of Ohio, Toledo over 156.5. And then Wyoming, New Mexico over 148.5. And then only one play from your boy. I'm just going to play the odds that tonight on a back-to-back against a bad Wizards team or playing not as good as they were, I think he goes under. He can still have a great game, score 35. Think about that. And we still cash. All right. Do not forget, in your feed right now, if you didn't watch the early wedge with me, EC, and the counselor, it's in your feed right now. You want to go check it out. A big tournament this week. Tiger Woods is back. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lumbo, EC, the Speculator, AB, I am the coach. Tell all your friends, we're here every day. Multiple times a day. The grind is just starting. Non-football season doesn't mean we stop. No, 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 no. We grind with you so we can win with you right here on the early edge where sometimes, yes, sometimes we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.